Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Tesvav. We are on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Six lines in the bottom in the words Pshita. Today's daf and the whole week is sponsored by the Norensberg family, the Zecha Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. So much should happen, Aliyah. Okay, so we're now going to be talking again about basically about the Karpas. Mar says Pshita. It's Pashat. The halacha is Pashat. Hecha de'ika shar yirakos. If you're going to use other vegetables, I mean, you're going to use non-marur vegetables for karpas, like we do, then the halacha is simple, right? Hecha de'ika shar yirakos. Mevarech ashar yirakos bor piyadama. When you do the karpas, you make a bor piyadama because it's a vegetable. That's it. Va'achil, and you eat it. Va'hadar, and later, when you get to the second table of dipping the marur in the charoses, mevarech alachilas marur. You eat alachilas marur, va'achil. That's fine. That's the simple. That's the way we do it. We'll see why. But hecha deleke elechasa. Let's say you only have, like our Mishnah was talking about, you only have chazeres. You only have the romaine lettuce. That's the vegetable you have at your table. So that's the vegetable you're going to be using for karpas, and that's the vegetable you're going to be using for maror. So now what do you do? Right, so my, what do you make the alechiles maror at the first table, or do you make alechiles maror at the second table? When do you make alechiles maror? Because I'm eating maror right now. Yeah, it's granted, I'm eating it for whatever, but I'm eating maror now. So do I make the alechiles maror? So Amar Rav Huna says nothing changes. Amar Rav Huna, mevarech meikara amaror, Rav Huna says, you make amaror, and it all changes. You mevarech meikara amaror, and bori pri adam of the achil, ulubasop mevarech ale alechiles maror. I read it wrong. He says nothing changes. Mevarech ikara mara bor pri adama. On the mara that you're eating now, you make a bor pri adama. V'achil, and you eat it. Uvasof, mevarech alachilas mara v'achil. The end, the second one, you make alachilas mara, eat. Nothing changes. Do the same thing, because the first one is for karpas, the second one is for mara. The first one is not for, the mitzvah. Not for the mitzvah mara. The second one's for the mitzvah mara. Right. Rashbam says, last Rashbam, mevarech meikara, this is if you have, like we have, Mevarach meikar v'tibul rishon hashay yirakos bor piyadama. The asher lehenos mina olam hazev lo bracha. You have to make a brachas hanan if you're eating something, no matter what the shear is. The kevan sheyesh lo shay yirakos. So he says in hachi shapir tvei. This is better. She yivarach bor piyadama tchila. The hand of bracha uyal lahen. The yiftor samar mi brachas piyadama. And that will be pater. That's going to, as we always say, oh, have kavana, have in mind that this bor piyadama is going to pater the maror that's going to come later. And then you can eat the chazeres alachilas maror. But you had in mind the maror from the beginning. We'll see that. That's not. That's what we hold. That there are those.
So what?
It's a brachas nenin. You make a brachas nenin on anything. Yeah. Okay, that's what Rav Huna says. So maskif la rechizda. Rav Chizda says I don't like this. Maskif la rechizda la acher. Like the Rambam says, you eat a full kazayis of karpas, and he gets it from here, I think. Maskif Rav Chizda la'achar shemile kreso himeno. After you have filled your stomach with it, which either can mean like you've tasted it, you've eaten it, or maybe just as like, you know, you had a shear's worth, you had a substantial volume worth. So maybe that's what the Rambam guesses. You have karpas as a kazayas. Even a kazayas doesn't fill you up. But he says la'achar shemile kreso himeno chozer mevarech aleihem. You're gonna eat the maror, and then you're gonna say achilas maror 2 hours later in the middle of seder. Don't do that. You're eating the maror now. Make the bracha. All the Rishonim are tumult about, you know, mitzvah shrichas kavanah, mitzvah ain't shrichas kavanah, trying to tie it in, this machlokas into the machlokas we had yesterday about mitzvah shrichas kavanah. So, Ela Amar Chizda, what do you do? Meikar, mevarach bor piyadama, and alachilas maror. Originally, we had the karpas with only the chazeres. You make both brachas, bor piyadama and alachilas maror, va'achil, and you eat it. Ulvasof, and the shein, and when you do the second table with the maror, then achil achilas chasa, eat from the chasa, from the chazeres, below bracha. You don't need any bracha. That second mar, that gemara is now only be done within tivul shein for the second tivul. But you're a yotze back at originally. So b'Surya adi ki Rav Huna. In Surya they held like Rav Huna to separate the brachas. Bar piyadam in the beginning and alachis mar the second one. Rav Sheshes bereid Rav Yeshua adi ki Rav Chizda. He held like Rav Chizda. Then you make both brachas in the first tivul if you only have chazaris. V'hilchasa kivasei to Rav Chizda. And the halacha he says here goes like Rav Chizda. Which means that you would have to make the, if you only had chazeres, you would make the bracha of alachilas maror at the karpas time. But comes Rav Acha b'reid Rava, Mahadar Shai Yeragos. He would make very, very clear that he would go find other vegetables find other vegetables, lafuke nafshim plukta, to take himself out of the machlokas. I don't know what plukim nafshim plukta. We know what the halacha is. But he's just saying that he doesn't want to do that. Maybe he wanted to just say, I don't want to deal with the machlokas. I don't want to deal with what with Huna or Chizda. I want to make the bracha of Bor Pi Adama and Karpas, and also this Morer and Morer. So I'm going to make sure I have a separate vegetable. So therefore, we get the parsley, the potato, whatever you use for, you know, everyone the fee their minhag. Fine. It is interesting. We said that the Rashbam, and I think Rashi says it as well. He says that the Bor Pi Adama that you make by the Karpas is what is used to exempt the maror from a bor pri adama later on. So you have to have kavana. You're not supposed to have hesachadas. All these things because the one part is the other. Tosa says no, that's not the reason. You don't have to make a bor. You don't have to make another shahako on the maror because you just washed in the hamotzi. So the hamotzi potters you from it, right? Tosa says. Tosa says the mask of a hadar on kuf tesvav. He goes veniria. The ain't sarach levarach bor pi adama afal gav the hagadah having hefsek, right? The precious leel, and also below miftar bebracha shal tiburishon. You weren't. It was not the first bracha for bor pi adama that pottered you for making the shackle over here. Mikom makom birchas hamotzi potratan. Birchas hamotzi potters you. Why? The havi luhu dvarim haboyim betochasuda machmas asuda. These are things that come in the middle of the meal. These are things that come through the meal for the meal. It's like having, you know, every other stuff, having your foodstuffs during the meal. So that's the question. He says over here, he gets Sharei Yerokos Gorin Halev, because vegetables whet the appetite for you to have more. So maybe that's true if you're having lettuce.
Yeah.
But what about if you're having crane? So Shechtu Nefesh Sharav says that answer doesn't seem to work if you're having crane. He seems to be, giving a Heki Timsa. Since you're having Yerokos that are Gorin Halev, it becomes things that come part of the Suda. But what if you have a crane? That's not you're gonna eat a, you eat horseradish stam by itself. That's not part of the Suda. That doesn't need any part of the Suda. So maybe that's what the Rashbam's holding. So the Rashbam must be holding that these are not coming machmas asuda.
Right.
Not coming machmas asuda. So why do I not make a shakel? I don't make a shakel because of the bracha that I made originally. So Rosh Hashem says that it could be that there is another tosos. There's a tosos in brachos and daphne and bees.
You mean everybody's been still has been thinking, yup. You
have to have in mind from the Karpas to the Mara. That's according to Rashi and Rashbam. According to Tosos, it's different. So Shechter and Nefesh Harav on page Mem Beis quotes a Tosos and Brachos that gives another reason. It says the reason why these things are called Dvarim Abayim Machmas Suda is because in Pesach, for part of your Suda, you have to have Mara. So it's not something that you don't have to go on to the thing, oh, who whets your appetite, and therefore, because Machmas Suda. He says, Al Pi Din, this is part of your Suda. What do you have to have at your Suda at the Seder?
It doesn't change your bracha.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
of course it does. It changes your bracha because this is something that's bought Machmas Suda's Pesach.
I want to have
yain.
What? I start washing, I want to have yain.
But wine is never, no matter what, Hamochi doesn't potter wine. The Kiddush is what potters the wine. And then you have a separate din of Dal Koso, so you have to make the bracha. You say, oh, you have to make a Bori Pri Gavan. That's not coming with din Suda. That's coming with din Dal Koso. This is coming midin suda. The suda on Pesach is to have maror. So if the suda on Pesach was to have fruit, which we usually would not, which usually don't say doesn't matter, you would have to make a bracha according to Tosos. Tosos is saying that's the reason why he says the mikra zeh yafinu be inish yochel b'tchila matzah v'achkach maror. In order to be yotze your matzah, you have to have maror, right? The who's what? You make a bracha. That's a minhag.
You set it out right beforehand. You put it on the floor.
But if I didn't have my apple and the honey, was I yotze my suda of yontif?
You
wouldn't
be yotze the seder in the
floor. Correct.
Correct.
You have to, would not be yotze your mitzvah of chila suuda if you didn't have mara, according to the Tosos. He says klomer she'al pi din chashuv hamara k'dvirim abayim machmas asuda. The mitzvah achilas matzah below Pesach gidra achilas suda shel matzah v'hoil v'chein hu aseder lichachilas doraisa matzah v'achak maror harei shekachu geder hamitzvah doraisa le'echol suda shel matzah u'maror v'harei kava ha-torah shel maror below Pesach chashu k'dvarim v'boim achas suda al pidin. That's the reason answer. Right. The Rashbam argues. Rashbam is going to say, no, that's not the Suda. That's just a separate mitzvah of Eschilas Mara. You know, that's not part of it. And so in order to not make the bracha, you have to have in mind. So we always say, have in mind. So have in mind, everyone does what their minhag is to do. It's not that you're not going against, you're holding like Rashi and the Rashba. That's what they say, the reason is. Okay. If you want to be lafuke nashmi pluto, make sure you have the kavanah. All right.
I don't think there's anybody anymore that uses chazeres for carpet.
Well, yeah, nowadays we don't, but we still have, that's just not, that was just a machlokas as whether to or not you make the bracha of alchilas mara originally.
Yeah.
But whether or not you have to make another brachas hananin, right, yeah, it's a different story. Okay, so now that the Mishnah mentioned the chazeres and the charoses for maror, the Gemara is going to deal now with the achilas maror. Even though we're not up to it in the Seder, right, this is where we're going to deal with it, this is what we're going to deal with it, right, because we're only up to now, we're only up to karpas. Okay, so Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Amar li Rav Misharshia b'reid Rav Nosson. Rav Misharshia, the son of Rav Nosson, said to me, Hachi Amar Hillel. This is what Hillel said. This is not Hillel HaZaken. This is probably Hillel HaAmora, is the one who was attacking the calendar. Right? Hillel, right? So the second who lived when? Yeah, but is he fifth? He's at the end, right?
Fifth generation.
Okay. So he was the one who was attacking the Cheshbon Ibor HaKadoshim. Hillel was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. So he's fourth or fifth generation. Yeah. Okay. So Hachi Amar Hillel Mishmei the Gemara according to his Kabbalah, Lo Nichroch Inish Matzah Umarer B'Hadei Hadadi V'Nechol. Do not mix together your Matzah Umarer together against the original Hillel. Do not mix together your Matzah Umarer V'Nechol and eat it together. Why? Mishum B'Sfira Lon, because we hold that Matzah B'Zmanas Zemi D'Oraisa. We'll see later on in the Masechta. Matzah b'zmanze is still a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'maror, and maror is only a din d'rabanan. Maror is only a din d'rabanan. And osi maror d'rabanan, so the taste of the maror d'rabanan is going to come and v'mebatale l'matzah d'oraisa. It's going to, you know, diffuse the taste of the matzah. So the, you're going to be mekayin the d'rabanan and not the d'oraisa, because you're only going to be tasting, you're going to be tasting the maror. Now, he says, Vafil Lumanda Amar Mitzvahs Ein Mevatlos Lo Mezo. The shita we know is that maybe mitzvahs do not, are not mevatel each other, I guess, in the mouth. They're not mevatel each other. So we say, no, Hani Mili is Doraisa B'Doraisa D'Rabanan B'Doraisa. That's only both mitzvahs are either Doraisas or both mitzvahs are either D'Rabanans. Aval, but here, D'Oraisa and D'Rabanan, Ashi D'Rabanan Mevatel Eilu D'Oraisa. It's on different levels. So basically, for the D'Oraisa, the other thing that you're eating, the din d'rabanan, it's a nothing. It's not, you or yourself would be mekayim the din d'rabanan. But in comparison, if you take the matzah and the maror is nothing to the matzah.
Who says the mitzvah is eating
the matzah,
or is that the
talent? You have to taste it. I mean, all achilah, you have to taste. You have to eat it. That's what the assumption is. That
you have no taste.
Right, so it's a bit of a problem, because what happens if you swallow it whole? What if you swallow it whole?
Someone said that people have no taste.
Nah, that's it. I mean, okay, so people have no arms. So they're owners. They go capable of filling. That's the question. Is to be better later on. The Gemara is talking about swallowing it whole,
seems like he's talking about putting matzah together initially, not having matzah and mar, and then putting it together.
He's talking about putting the matzah mar and eating at the same time.
He's not talking about matzah.
Forget the way we do it. The way we do it is because we're worried about it. That's why we have the matzah, then we have the maror, then we do hilo. He's talking about, do not do it. That's not the way to do it. You should not. Remember, the Seder developed over time. So if you want to be Yotzei, your mitzvah of matzah maror, you can't have matzah maror at the same time. You have to separate it.
But he's arguing with his grandfather.
Well, I don't know how much the argument with grandfather is, because remember, when did Hillel HaZaken live?
HaZaken?
Yeah.
150 years before Bezmich
was destroyed. So maror was a doraisa then. So it's, and he just says, so if Hillel holds that a mitzvah without Zomizel, that's to be doraisa with doraisa, so maybe it's not a problem. Maybe he's not arguing. But Hillel HaZaken, the Maror was a din d'oraisa.
Yeah, you didn't need karma.
So, no, but not only that, he just said here, Hani Mili d'oraisa d'oraisa. He just established here. We'll deal with that. Because he still shivas Yom Tov HaMatzah. There are other psukim by matzah as opposed to maror. That's the only hilchi of a maror is over there. But the hilchi of a maror is dependent. No, the kvatz is telling you that you have to eat your korban pesach to be yotz. The korban pesach have that matzah and maror. So matzah and maror with the korban pesach is the rabbanon probably. So the maror, the only time it's mentioned, is the rabbanon. Matzah is other psukim that you have to have it. So that's why it's the rice. The Gemara talks about that later. But I'm saying Hillel HaZaken was dealing with the times when both were d'oraisas. And he just said that even if you hold that mitzvahs are not mevatlos lo mezuzah, that's only for d'oraisa. That is a d'oraisa. Okay. So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, He says, Muvatali latam matzah d'oraisa. Okay.
I'm not sure that makes a difference.
What?
Because it was d'oraisa, then why isn't matzah mora d'oraisa today?
Because it's only colored on the only colored on the carbon paste. Yeah. A matzah mora m'chlu.
No, no, no. What do you mean? You're talking about
Korach
now.
No. Forget our Seder. Forget our Seder that developed over time. Forget our Seder. This Hillel is talking about. You're going to be... No! He's talking about the mitzvah of matzah maror. If you want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah maror, you cannot eat matzah maror together. Because he claims the taste of the maror, which is the Rabbanon, is a mivatel the taste of the matzah, which is the Oraisa. So Mati said he's arguing on his great-grandfather on Hillel HaZaken, who says you do eat it together. He says, no, but I said that may not be a problem because Hillel HaZaken lived at the times of the Beis HaMikdash where Mora was a Doraisa. So we said that Tom is not mevatel each other by two Doraisas. That's what the Gemara just said.
Our Seder has changed to Mora first. Matzah done separately, Mora done separately. They were combined together.
So why did it develop that way? Maybe developed that way because of this. Maybe developed that way because of this. But that's not when we reached first time we're eating the matzah in the morrow. Yeah.
That's why. Isn't that why we have.
Yeah, could be. Could be that's how it developed. Right, could be that's how it developed. Right, so he says, so man Tana, who is the Tana? The Shamaslay mitzvos aim of Atl Zoazo. I'm not so clear about it. Who is the Tana who says that mitzvos are not mevatel to each other? That's Hillel. That's Hillel HaZaken. The Sanya. How do I know it's Hillel HaZaken? Because he's quoting him in the Braisa. Right? My time. The Hillel, he, the Sanya that we learned in the Braisa, Amru Lav al Hillel, they learned about Hillel, who lived during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? He was the Nasi Bistral over 100 years before the Korban HaBayis. So when there was actual Korban Pesach, and Pesach Matzamorer wore Medir Raisa, Shahaya Karchon, he would wrap. Somehow he would wrap, which means he was not using hard matzah. Shaya karchon bevas achas in one wrap, but ochlon, and he would eat it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and it actually says it by Pesach Sheni, it says al matzas umorim yochluhu, that the Pesach should be together with the matzah umorer. So you see that Hillel was not choshesh for mitzvos mevatel zo, but maybe he was only not choshesh because of the raisa of the raisa. Maybe the raisa of the rabbanon, he would be choshesh.
Because that's, it says it specifically, in other cases it would be. It's supposed to be in together. If you take the lulav by itself and the esrog by itself,
right. So, but there are those who argue, and Amar Rav Yochanan chokin alav chaver al Hillel. The people in the times of Hillel that argue on him. They said that's not how you interpret the pasuk. That's not how you interpret the pasuk. Amar Rav Yochanan chokin alav chaver al Hillel disanya, because they have a brisa that continues there that says yochel ye karcham nevasachas va'ochlon. You might think that you should wrap them together and eat them in one shot. Kiddera shehillel. Right, Ochlan, like Hillel did, we argue, Tam Lomar, we learn from a pasuk that says, Al Matzos Umorim Yochluhu. It could have said Yochelu, but it says Yochluhu, which means each individually they say, which means Afilu Zebet Neyatzmo Vezebet Neyatzmo. Each one should be eaten individually. Should be eaten at the same time, but individually. So that they there's an argument over there. So, wait a second. If you're saying that they argue, just a little side point, they say that they argue on what Hillel says, why do they use the word Afilu? Afilu's mashma loshon of pidyevet. So maski for Ravashi I haki. If it's true that the chachamim argue and they say you're not allowed to eat it by one krecha, so my afilu. What's this loshon of afilu? Right? Afilu is mashma loshon that you're allowed to, and even if you did it this way, you would be yotzei. So the Gemara answers Ella Amar Ravashi. This is what Ravashi says. Hatana haki katani. This is what the Braisa says. You would have thought that the only way to be yotzei the mitzvah is if you wrap them together the way that Hillel did it. For Ochlan, Talmud Lomar, therefore comes the pasuk and says, Al machos matzos amorim yochluhu, afilu zevet neyatzu zevet neyatzu. You are permitted. Even the times based on mitzvah, you are permitted to eat them separately, and you would still be yotzei your mitzvah. You'd still be yotzei the mitzvah. The problem.
Either way is fine.
So that the Tana. This Tana is now modet to Hillel that you're permitted to eat it b'krech atzva in one rapid krech atzva because the mitzvah is not mevatel zoazeh. He's not cholik on Hillel, right? He's right. But we still have to have. There's still a it's not these Tanoim. The Rishonim say that there is still a Kabbalah that there are those who argued on Hillel, not in this brisa because of lashon afilu, but somewhere else there's someone who argues on Hillel because the next Gemara says hashtud lo itmar hilchos aloki Hillel loki rabbanon. We haven't established whether the halacha follows Hillel, which I think that means Hillel HaZaken, or the halacha follows the Rabbanon, which the Rabbanon. According to our Gerson, the Gemara, we just knocked out those the Rabbanan for being arguing on Hillel. That's why the Rishonim say that there's somebody else. There are other Rishonim of a different Girsa, and they learned as Brisa separately that there is a Machlokas in that Brisa itself between Hillel and the Rabbanan. There has to be Machlokas between Hillel and the Rabbanan, because you're saying that we weren't Machriya between Hillel and the Rabbanan.
But that's obvious, otherwise we wouldn't
have
been
a
common.
Who?
Hillel. If it was common knowledge, it would never have been written.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. This is for the minute that we do. Hillel's right in the middle.
Yeah,
there's a Bryce, there's a Mishnah that says you take Abraminum. It's common knowledge. Well, there are plenty of things that are written that there's no machlokos that,
yeah,
that you do.
And go further on the Mishnah, and
then the entire fifth paragraph.
And then it argues about what does each person use as an Abraminum? Is it one? Is it four? Is it?
There's entire fifth paragraph of Zevachim is no machlokos whatsoever. That's why we read it for Esau we call it Zevachim. No machlokos whatsoever.
But what is it come from?
What?
Why is it there? We didn't use. They didn't have a policy.
We're talking about the entire. You're telling me that the only halachas written in the Mishnah are the ones that were no machlokas?
No. They'll state something, but they don't state a name. They stated Hillel's name.
Okay.
Meaning that he's arguing with somebody else.
Yeah, it's a brisa. Maybe it's not. It's a brisa saying what the minog was.
Yeah, they're not really arguing because regardless of the gears of the Gemara, somebody's arguing with Hillel.
Right, that's also
that,
true. That's also true.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
He stated
I don't know. I don't know. Is that a real klal? That if someone stated the shmo, then there's a machlokas? I don't know. Okay. Okay. All right. So now, harshad lo itmar hilchasa lo hilo lo karabonon, so mivarech ala chilas matzah v'ochle. You make a bracha ala chilas matzah, eat the matzah. V'hadim mivarech ala chilas mara. And then you make the bracha ala chilas mara, eat the mara. Separately. And then you eat the matzah and the marah together below bracha, and you just say zeich l'mikdash kehillah. That's how our minhag seems to have developed. As it happens to be machlokas though, when you eat the korech zeich l'mikdash kehillah, do you then dip it in the charoses? That's a machlokas we show him, and it's always at the table. Everyone argues. Some kids will come home from school and they hug others as they should. Some kids will come home as they don't. Right? The Rav Yah, the Rokeach say that you do not dip it in the charoset because you only do two tibulim on Seder night and not three. The Ritz Geos, the Rosh, the Ran, they say that the mara that's eaten with this korech as well has to be dipped in the charoset just because that's what Hillel would do. Because we're doing it zeich l'mikdash kehillah. Hillel was using this to be yotze his mitzvah d'oraisa of chilas marah, and when you yotze mitzvah d'oraisa chilas marah, you dip it in the charoses. There's another hole to do when you actually eat the charoses or wipe it off. That's a separate machlokas, right? So those who don't like charoses always hold like the one who says that you wipe it off. But still, so what do you do over? What do you do over here? It seems that the Rambam also holds that. Right, there's a question also about do you have to have a kezias of the maror in this, or even a kezias of matzah for the korech? Because there's a machlokas, we'll see later on, which achilas matzah you're yotze. Is it by the mosi matzah or is it by the afikomen? No one says by the korech.
Your chart that you have,
right,
that has a korach chart.
It's a korach chart also? Yeah. And what?
What?
It's all smaller than the others.
Yeah, because then he's a real basis.
Right.
Hillel did it with the
carnivores.
Yeah.
We're not going to
be doing it like
Hillel. We're doing Zeichel Hillel. We're not putting meat in there. It's Zeichel Mikdash.
Did Hillel did it for Maror or did it for Matzah?
All three.
That was
he was Yotze, Korban Pesach, his Matzah, and his Maror together because he held the Pasuk said, I'm Matzah's Maror Mikdash Hillel, who means you eat them together.
Yes, he invented the rat.
Way before
what? All right.
He got a bad rap,
right? Okay. So now we continue with Hilchos Morah.
So.
Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Osha. Kol shetibulo bimashke. Now we're talking about getting back to the karpas, right? Or the morah that we're dipping in. Anything that you dip into water, one of the shibas aminim. So then, sarach natila sedayim. You have to wash your hands beforehand, because why? Chachamim made a gzera that stam yadayim are a sheni latuma. So if it's a sheni, then anything you touch, it should be a shlishi. But they also made a takana, right, that when a sheni latuma touches liquids, the gezeiros hachamim was that on those liquids they become a rishon, right? It's a double gezeira. My hands are now become a sheni. My hands are sheni. They touch something. They touch the liquids. The liquid becomes a rishon. The rishon can then back and be metame what food that goes in there as a sheni, then you have a problem. You're not supposed to get right truma. The whole thing is supposed to truma. So truma. The reason why we wash our hands is because of dying because of truma. Because I can go back and make it into a sheni, and you have a problem. So what happens is that the liquid becomes a sheni. The food that's dipped into it becomes tameh, I guess. Right, maybe your hand becomes a sheni and the food becomes a shlishi, whatever. It becomes tameh because of the liquid that now became a rishon. So you see from here, you have to dip it. So Amar Papa Shmami No, you see from here that we're requiring netilas yadayim for the karpas, Shmami No, and the mara, that hachasa, that what you do and you dip, tzarich lashkauye betocha roses. We have to dip it all the way in mishum kapa because of the poison. They were worried about some sort of poison or there's some sort of sakana with the chazeros that they ate that the haroses would somehow negate. But you see from here that in order to negate it, you'd have to dip it all the way in. Why? Because if you didn't have to dip it all the way in, then what do you have to wash for? Just dip it halfway and don't make sure your hands don't touch the water.
He's saying that kapas is one of the meaning that makes it.
No, you're dipping the carpus into the salt water. So you're dipping it into the chorosis. The chorosis has a lot of water or wine or something in it. Yeah, but you have to dip it. You're dipping it into the chorosis.
How do people the carpus itself has water droplets?
The chorosis, okay, let's say it's alcohol. You're dipping into the chorosis.
Dipping into the chorosis. I mean, the chorosis is not considered one of the
yeah, because it has water, it has wine, it's base. Like that. It's very liquid.
How does somebody who doesn't grow up put that on a sandwich by Kova?
Uh-huh. It's Kova, it's not Kova. Uh-huh. That's why.
Well, they don't have the
charosis. So he says. So you see here that you have to dip it. Rashi says. Right. Rashbam says. Mishum kapa.
We don't put the charosis on karo.
No, we don't even. Most people don't.
That's not a problem.
You do it for
because of the
matzah.
Where's the
matzah? We don't put it on.
But what do you need? He's not putting it on the matzah.
I don't put it on the matzah. I don't put it on karo.
You don't put karo on.
You're dipping your hands. You're dipping. It's not matzah that's being dipped. It's a vegetable.
We are giving this year.
It's a vegetable that you listen. The family squabble goes on later.
He's there this year.
Oh, good. So, he says you have to dip in the Rashbam says. I read Rashbam. He says sorry, chishkuv v'charos v'shem kapa. It's aras. It's some sort of poison. Shechazeres yeshbo aras kederach habetzelim v'hilchach tzarach dinus yadayim tibol rishon. That's why you need to use yadayim for the first tibol. Kidla kamon. You're touching the liquid. When you dip the chazeres into the charoses, right? Rabbeinu Chananel Perish Kapa is tolas. It's some sort of worm. Some sort of worm that's still not a problem because of eating it. I don't know. Whatever. He says that you have to. The fact is that you because you have to wash, it's clear that you have to dip it all the way in, and your hands are going to touch. So Gemara, the Isak Ladaitach, if you had a Havamina, you don't have to dip it all the way in, the Tisa Dayan Lamali, well, I have to wash my hands. Halonaga, he doesn't touch it. Just don't touch the water. So Gemara says, no. You don't have to dip it in. Maybe the poison gets, you know, negated or nullified just by partial dipping. But, right, because Kappa Meirecha Mayas, I guess from the smell or from the odor of the Chavroses, the Kappa is nullified. So El Lamali and Tisa Dayan, Dilma Mashkule. Come on, tell your kids or tell some person, just dip it in halfway, don't put it all the way in. And people, it's the funny thing is that people have, some people have gone to a Seder, they use a fork for the karpas. Don't use a fork for a karpas. If you're using a fork for the karpas, what was the point of washing your hands? You're not dipping in anything with your hands. The whole reason is because you're dipping with your hands. You use a fork, then it's not a kabel tumah. The whole problem is that you may be touching it. That's what I was told. You should use your hands. You should use your hands.
What happens if you use a fork instead of using it?
Then what do you have orchats for?
In
both orchats. But it's in the Seder.
So it's only the Baal Brachas.
You don't make a bracha of what?
On the washing.
No, it was a bracha was only niskan on hamotzi, on bread. That's the one now. Okay.
No, the Baal Brachas do it because he's the one dipping in the gift into everybody else.
Right, so then he's the only one who should wash.
Right. Well, that's what happens in our house.
Well, some people do that.
Only the Baal Brachas washes.
Right. So really?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Not really Jewish.
What?
Not really Jewish.
No, not at all. No, that's like. Listen, the Seder. You go to the Seder. Everyone talks about the Seder. Again, you're used to your own Seder. Other people have other minhagim. They all come from somewhere. They all minhagim. They come from somewhere.
They all look good.
Except for a few. Except for eating in
the
sukkah shmini. Not eating the sukkah shmini. Right. Okay. Here we go. Fine. Okay. Not even the sukkah shmini. It's okay. But Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, Lo nishe maror b'charoses. He says, Rapapa says, don't leave the maror in the charoses. I'm not sure if he's talking about the tibor rishon, tibor sheni. Don't leave it in the charoses too long, because dilma agav chalya the tavlin, maybe because of the sweetness of the spices in the charoses, mevatele lemorore, and by inon tam maror v'leka. Because maybe the people do that. People sometimes pour the charoses. To have a lot, so they don't have the taste of the maror, so that you're not supposed to do.
Other people shake it off.
Right, some people do shake it off as well. I shake it off, but I'm not sure if that's because we pidin or I just don't like the taste. But, no, I love the maror. You see, my maror is just, but whatever. So, everyone's different, everyone has their own minhag. Minhag Yisrael kidinu. So he says, but eat a tamar v'leka. Right. Yeah, what he's talking about is Rav Soloveitchik said that you should always hold up the minhag of your father, and in the DRS thing, he quotes as one, except for eating in the sukkah and shmiyat tzeres. But I heard that Rav Soloveitchik also said another one. But so that's whatever. That's, he said another one. Talked about the back of your tefillin. So whatever. But what should be a dollar? Should be a box?
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
I never heard him say anything. I heard someone say Bishmol. That's what.
Yeah. What did he say? Dollar or box?
I think he said dollars, but I don't. But it's brought down by other people. That's what happens. You say Al Pishmua. Some people said this. Some people said. Some people hear what they want to hear. Some people hear what someone else hears. Whatever. Okay. So Ad Brei Rav Chizdel or Rav Reinach Ukva. Now the question is: now, do you need to wash your hands for the second tibul? I don't know why the whole issue comes up, because you're just washing your hands for a mozi. Okay. So, Advere Rav Chizdil Rav Ravna Ukva. So maybe they had it before. I don't know. Whatever. Vidarash. Noto yada b'tibul rishon. If you wash your hand for the first tibul, noto yada b'tibul sheni. You have to wash your hands again for the second tibul. So, Amru Rabbana Kameda Rav Papa. So, Tamina said before Rav Papa, how about Am Itmar? He's not talking about the Seder night. He's talking about Stam during a meal. If you have a second tibul, you would have to wash your hands. The Isak Adaitach. Hacha itmar, because if he's talking about the Seder night, lama li netilas adayim trei zimni. Why do I need to wash my hands a second time? Hamashma li yidei chad zimna. I already washed my hands the first time before the first tibul, and since I already know, right, the Rashbam adds, since I already know that I'm going to be dipping again, I didn't have hesech hadas, right? The whole point is the reason why you wash your hands is because they're tamen. So you make them taller. If you have hesech hadas, then it becomes tamen again. So, but since I know I'm going to dip again, I'm not going to have my hesech hadas when I wash my hands. So why does that not count for the second time that I dip? So Amalei Rapapa, no, Adaraba, Hacha Itmar. It's talking about now. The Isak Adaitak Ba'alma Itmar, if we're talking about all of the year, Lamali Trei Tibuli. Why would I need two Tibulim the rest of the year? Why would I dip twice? You dip once. You have the meal, they dipped. What do you need? They only came to one course, was the dip. So Elomai, Sigmar says, what's going on now? Hacha Itmar, we're talking about now. So again, Netilas Yadayim, Trei Zimna Lamali, Hamashal HaYodei Chada Zimna. You already washed your hands once. So Gemara says, Amri Kevan Deboi Limeimar Agadata V'Halela. Since between the two dippings, you were going to say Halel, and the Haggadah, and you have all the Divrei Torah, and the Dayenu, and everything that's going on in between, Dilma Asuche Aschei L'Daite, maybe he had Hesech Hadas, V'Naga, and he touched something. Maybe touch something in the middle. I don't know, during the 2 hours that's going on, the 3 hours or 4 hours, whatever your minhag is, or the 25 minutes, then maybe you touch something, and therefore you're going to be required to wash your hands again for Tilo Shani. I'm not clear, because I thought you wash your hands for the Tilo Shani.
He's talking about sherets. Maybe touch
a sherets. He says something else, that maybe you touched your basar. Okay, Rashi says, Aske Daiti Vinaga Bibsoro, Rashi says. You touch something else in your hand. Okay. Next.
Unclean.
During Hesek Hadas, your hands maybe had Hesek Hadas, your hands became unclean, so you'd have to wash your hands again for the next tibul.
For the
matzah. So talking about the tibul. My question is, aren't you washing for the matzah before you do the dip?
Why is that good enough?
For the matzah? That's my question. I don't know why they're talking about the second. I don't understand why they're talking about washing for the dip when you wash for the matzah right beforehand.
Maybe that's his question. Why do you have to wash for the matzah?
That's not what he's saying.
You have to wash
the matzah because you have to do it.
You wash already
for the matzah. Right. Okay, next. Now we're talking about this, what we talked before, David, about someone who swallows things whole. So, Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatzah. If you swallowed matzah whole, you were Yotzi Yechilos Matzah, because it says, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs. But Bala Maror, if you swallowed Maror whole and you didn't chew it, Lo Yatzah. Because there, the whole reason to have the Maror, this is why Yemru is Chayim Bavod Kasha, it's the taste. You have to taste the bitterness. You may appreciate the bitterness taste, but you still taste the bitterness, so you still Yotzi the mitzvah. But if you don't chew it, you just swallow it, there was no time. Now it says, Bala Matzah Umarara, let's say you swallowed it together. I'm not sure. How do you swallow it together? You're not supposed to eat together. Okay. So bala matzu maror yidei matzah yotza yidei maror lo yotza. But krochon besiv, I think a sieve is some sort of, you wrapped it and you put it into some sort of like a pill or some sort of gel, a gel cap or something like that. You put it in something and you swallow that. What does he call it?
A bass.
A bass.
No, bass is the thing when you put herbs and stuff in soup. It's like a tea bag.
Uh-huh. So you're out. So you did it like that, so it doesn't even touch your throat. So karkam besiv ublala, and you swallowed it afide matzah nami lo yotza, because that we're saying that actually didn't even touch your throat. I guess it's being interposed by the bast is separated between it touching the goring and the matzah, and that you're not yotze. Okay. Where is it? Okay, so you have to wash anyway for the mosi matzah. Okay. Now the Gemara's will talk about the table. We're bringing stuff. We kept talking about bringing stuff back and forth on the table. Remember again during the times of the Talmud and in the Mishnah and the Gemara, they used to lie down on these beds, and they each have their individual table that would be in front of each of the diners. And the Lel Seder, they would bring these shulchanos before each of the mesubim after kiddush. And they would bring it back and forth. And we, instead, nowadays, because we have the big table, we don't do that. That's what we deal with the Seder plate. We take the Seder plate back and forth. Or not before, we cover it. Some people take it off. Most people, I think, cover the Seder plate at certain parts. Okay. So, Amar Rav Shimi Barashi, said, Matzah lifnei kolecha v'yechad. You have to have, on each individual table that they had, every person had matzah before them. Maror lifnei kol chavichad, and maror was in front of each one. V'charoses lifnei kol chavichad, and each person had their own seder plate, basically had their own table filled with these items. But ein okrenes hashulchan ella lifnei mi sheomer hagada. They only removed the table of the one who was saying the hagada. They were yotzi the hagada. I guess maybe shomeya ka'oneh. They were yotzi the hagada, and that's the only one who you removed the items back and forth from. Rashbam says, he says, "Ein oker es hashulchan." The matzah they kolecha v'echad, right? Minot shelahen ha'ilah ha'isev al mitos ha'yishulchan lefnei kolecha v'echad hilkak sarach matzah mar lefnei kolecha v'echad al shulchano. Aval didon, here he says. Rashbam says, "Aval didon, ain't sarach ki im lefnei misha osa seder." Since now we have one table, we only need one seder plate. According to the Rashbam, only one person has to have them, and he can be mechalik to everybody. I don't know, different people have different also. I've seen some sedarim where it's one person who has the seder plate and the matzah, and most people, I think, each balabas has his own, the kids, I see married people usually have their own, it's my experience. I don't know if that's true for everybody. Fine. First of all, says the reason why everyone has to have the matzo mara right there then is near the tama kidei sheyitom tekef lebracha miyad. You have to eat it right away. Kevan shezos habracha he l'shem chova, because this is a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat it. You have to eat it right away. It shouldn't be any hesek. Aval b'shar yomos hashana dein habracha chova. It's not a chova to have, I guess, a motzi the rest of the year. I'm not sure about Shabbos. Ain't sarach litom tekef lebracha miyad. Then you can wait for everybody else to pass it around. But here he's saying that you should have it right in front of you. Okay. So Rav Huna says no, kulu nami lifnei misha omer hagada. You only have to have the matzah mor necharoses in front of the person who's saying the hagada. The hilchos like Rav Huna, and the halachos like Rav Huna, that you don't have to have the matzah mor necharoses only in front of the person who says the hagada, and he sends it out to everybody. So lama okunas hashulchan. Why do we okun the shulchan? David, what's the reason? Because Amar Debi Rav Yonah Kedei Shekiru Tinokos Yishalu, another mechanism to get the children to ask.
They don't ask about it.
What?
They don't ask about
it. No, but it's to pique their interest, so they start asking and noticing other things.
When it comes to cleaning up, they don't ask.
Yeah, that's, neither do I. Okay, so
you just do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's embarrassing from everybody.
Okay. So,
I do.
Like Rashi Bama says, "Ve'ein oker hashulchan." She mitzvah hila akros hashulchan to the kamon. He heichvav yekiru tinokus. He's supposed to move the table, so it's a hekru teirus. So how do you mean only who? The havei hashulchan katan. That's what they used to do when they had each one had their own shulchan. They came to kol echad. But anu, but us, misalkan es hakara kaara. We just removed the kaara. Shaba matzu maru shtei tavshilin the sof hashulchan v'dai lanu makach. That's enough by us to remove, take it forth back to seder plate. He says v'yesh noagim labia es hakara al hakaf. Some people put the kaara on their shoulder. U'motin abasser mekaara, and they take off the basser from the meat. V'lav milsehi. That's not to do. The hadamar kaman base basser insert. Okay, that's later on. We do this whole thing of removing with the Seder plate. Abaye have a Yosef Kameh de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba Chaza de Kamadle Taka Mikameh. Abaye saw that he was taking the Shulchan away from the table, after, I guess, the first table. Amar Luhu, so Abaye says to those who took away the Shulchan, this must be when Abaye was younger. It must be that, right, because he's now acting bewildered about the table, right? Amar Luhu, Adaye lo kalchinu, asu kam akri tekam mikamon. We haven't even eaten yet, and you're taking the shulchan away from us? So says Amar Le Rabba. Rabba says to Abaye, Patarata milomer manishtana. You are poter us that we no longer have to say manishtana because you asked already.
Manishtana preceded of Rabba.
Well, we don't have to do it anymore. The manishtana was just
the manishtana that we have.
The Mishnah says manishtana. The Mishnah says it about manishtana. That's going to be tomorrow's daf. Talks about the Mishnah. The question though is what was in the manishtana? That's what changed. That's what changed over time. What were the questions? Right? They used to ask about the Korban Pesach. Well, we obviously don't do that. That's what changed. That's what changed over time. But the Rashbam points out. Rashbam says. He says, "Patratu milomer manishtana, the sign la kamon chacham bino sholo the imlav shohu lasu manishtana the kevah shesholu lanu manishtana ain al tzurich lo manishtana." We don't have to answer. We don't have to say the actual formulation of manishtana. Ella hashiv advaro. We have to just answer him. Lefishin stavu mitzrayim anu osid kain hadvarim alolo. That's what he says.
Why does it not go to manishtana?
Because the whole purpose of the manishtana is just to ask questions.
Right, so that was my question yesterday. Right. How many times does a kid have to ask questions?
You have to do multiple things.
Because
he read. Because he asked. He asked the question.
Which question
he asked? He asked, why you move the table away?
But that's not one of the questions.
Okay. So some say, others say. Right? It was Tosos Kedei. Tosos Kedei says what you say. He says, it doesn't mean that you parted us in Manishtana. He says, Klomar, umitoch kach yavo lisho b'shar dvarim. Aval b'mashe shol lama anu okrim ha-shulchan. When he says, why do we take away the shulchan? He doesn't mean, lo yiftar Manishtana. Right? It says, Ela, right? Hahid avai lo heir shakamara el tchila she'elaso. That was just the beginning. He started asking the questions, meaning it worked. He removed the table. And then they started to ask the questions. That's how it works.
There's a proof. There's a previous statement saying that the reason we did it is so the kids
can ask. So the kids start to ask and got them, and then we continue asking all the other questions. That's what Tosos says. Okay. The Gemara now continues about lechem oni, about what lechem oni is. One of the reasons about lechem oni is it has to be a prusa, and that's you get into the machlokas is what you make. The bracha of hamotzi and alachilas matzah, do you make it on 2, 1.5? You have to have lechem ish or not? All right, that's for tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.